your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Welcome back, folks. Okay, nice to have you here with me. There was a suggestion made this week that when I'm starting the show, I should give the date. It does air every Sunday, but it makes a lot of sense that chronologically, then you guys will know just from listening to it, you know, when it happened. So today's show is July 21st, 2024. And I will do that forward every week for all of you. So what we're going to talk about today is the definition of success. Now, I don't know what your definition of success is, but this is something that I run into quite a bit and very frequently with most traders. And it doesn't matter if it's someone new to trading or relatively new to trading. I've had traders that have been in the business for 30 years, and they have never defined what success means to them overall, much less as a trader. Now, you may think, that's crazy. How could they not have a definition of success and be in the business that long? Well, it's because primarily a lot of them, just for the mere fact that they have been in the business that long, they don't feel they need to define what success means to them. And ultimately, they may have been successful in another business where they've been extremely successful, which allows them the ability to trade. And I have to say, it probably didn't really matter as much up until about maybe right before the pandemic, what someone's definition of success was, because the markets pretty much remained steady. And when I say that, I just mean that there weren't all the other influences affecting the markets like we have today. You know, I mean, I'm not going to get into it. We all know what's going on in the world, just in the country here in the U.S., you know, politically and financially and all that. And even though we had financial dips, let's say in 2008, 2009 with the mortgage crash and all that kind of stuff, that was the issue at that point. But now we are living in unprecedented times, as I mentioned frequently before, where it isn't just one aspect of our life that is in disarray. We've got, you know, the inflation, we've got the election coming up, we've got the politicians fighting with each other and really not taking care of the country. You know, we've got open borders, we've got wars, you know, so there's this whole spectrum of outside influences, excuse me, that never were part of trading before 2020. So it's really especially important these days for all traders to take a look at their definition of what it means to be successful. What does it mean to be successful as a trader? And even just overall, you know, as I just said. So the primary and key element to success and being successful is liking yourself. You have to like yourself to be successful. And, you know, I talk about this a lot with traders, and I say, well, I like myself. Well, I like myself. Yeah, well, I guess most of the time I like myself. Well, okay. Nobody's perfect, including myself. And no, we all don't like ourselves 24/7, 365 days a year. However, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm not talking about momentary incidents where, you know, we may not be at our best. What I'm talking about is an overall acceptance of who you are as a sentient being. And what does that mean? That means, you know, you think, hear, smell, feel, taste, and all of those senses have to be in alignment with what you think about yourself in terms of what you want to achieve as a trader. So if your trading results are not what you want them to be, then you have to take a look at your trading results and realize that your trading results may need to be healed. Now, before you start cringing and rolling your eyes, because I can already see and feel a lot of you rolling your eyes, the bottom line is that trading is a very emotional business. And it's all about money. It's all about your financial future. And if you're not taking care of that, if you're not connected to your financial future, if you're not owning your profits like we spoke about last week in our discussion, then you have to ask yourself, why aren't I doing that? And you have to figure out why you're not doing that. Now, I'm going to get a little esoteric here today, but this is really a good point. Mark, as I said, Mark Douglas meditated for 2 hours every day. I don't do that, as I've mentioned before. I probably pray or meditate or have my quiet time for maybe about an hour. And it may not be in the morning. It may be in the afternoon. It may be whenever the spirit strikes me. So that's number one on this discussion here today. I was at a conference last summer, and the host, somebody asked the host, how he quieted his mind to meditate. And the host said, well, you know, you can't quiet your mind. It just doesn't happen. There's no way it's going to happen. So, you know, you just do the best you can. And of course, I kind of disagreed with him. And I said, sorry, I don't agree with that. Every single one of us has a time during the day or even at night, you know, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, you have that moment or set of moments when you have that quiet time. Everyone has that, but we're not accustomed to taking advantage of that quiet moment or set of moments when we can just breathe, when we can just feel good, or we can just say, hello, God, how you doing? I'm here. But each one of us has those moments. And they may be fleeting, and they may not happen every day, but that doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. I'm getting off track here just a little bit, but I'm going to bring it back around, okay? So just bear with me for a few moments. So my point being is that there's a lot of people out there that talk like the host of this investment conference did last summer, and that really messes people up because, you know, after he said his piece and I gave my, you know, 3-hour presentation, a lot of people raised their hands and they said, well, what is the criteria for meditating to heal oneself so we can become better traders? And I said, there is no criteria. The criteria is up to you. Every single one of us knows what we need to become still and quiet and just think and be within ourselves. We all know this. The difference between the successful traders and everyone else is that successful traders practice that. They know exactly what they need to do, just like Mark did, just like I do. We know exactly what we need to do whenever the spirit moves us. Now, it didn't matter when Mark meditated. He did it 2 hours a day. He might do it in the morning. He might do it an hour at lunch. He may do an hour in the afternoon. It didn't matter. He just knew he needed 2 hours, whether it was 2 hours at one sitting or half an hour here, an hour and three quarters over there. It didn't matter. Just as long as he fulfilled that 2-hour limit timeline. Same with me. I have to have 1 hour. Again, it may be 15 minutes here. It might be 5 minutes there. I may be driving in my car at a stoplight. And maybe it's a really long light because sometimes out here in California, they're 3-4 minutes long. Drives me crazy. But in that 3-4 minutes, I can have my quiet time and just be one with myself and with our Heavenly Father. Doesn't mean that I have a crisis. It doesn't mean I have a problem. It just means I might just be saying, hey, thanks, God. I'm having a great day. I really am. Stand by me. Stay with me. Okay? And that in itself is a form of healing. When you allow yourself to have those quiet moments, and again, it could be a fleeting moment. It could be a 1 minute, but that's all it takes, guys. You don't have to do 2 hours like Mark. I mean, Mark led a charmed life because we were together and I facilitated that for him. Okay? You know, we created a life where we knew and we agreed to what each one of us needed. Now, again, our marriage wasn't perfect. Our life wasn't perfect. You know, stepkids, you know, parents, siblings, whatever. I mean, life happens. But overall, at least 4 to 5 days a week, that time set aside to be one with yourself, one with himself, time with myself, that's a constant. And this goes back to a lot of you listening to this who have worked with me before or even had the free call. You'll know what I'm talking about because it's called the Life Plan Schematic, which, you know, LPS, which I have developed. And in that, you take a monthly chart and you write down, you know, your fields and you delineate your timeline as to what you're going to spend every hour of your day on. And we went over that before, but if you have questions on that, you can let me know. So what I'm getting at, you know, before we go to break is you need to determine where you need to be healed mentally, spiritually, and emotionally with your trading. It doesn't matter why or how. It just matters that you determine what areas of your trading need to be healed. And how do you determine that? It's real simple. You write down your top trading challenges from most important down to the least important. What's most important to you to change about your trading? Fear of missing out? Moving your stops? You determine that and make a list on your pad of paper. Then you can start saying, these are the items about my trading that I would like to heal. And then you can start with the least important one and work your way up, or vice versa. It doesn't matter. The point is, get started, write your list of what you want to heal about your trading. And then we'll continue through on that after the break. Okay, we're back. So before the break, I suggested that you get a pad of paper and you write down your most important trading challenges that you would like to heal. Now, before we get into that, let's just look back at our lives as some of you are parents, okay? And those of you who aren't parents yet, if you have parents, you're going to remember when we were kids, let's just generalize here. When all of us were young, for the most part, I know some of you didn't have perfect parents, but for the most part, you know, if we fell down and skinned our knees, what's the first thing, you know, our parents did? Usually our mothers. What did they do? They gave us a hug. You know, they wiped away our tears. You know, they cleaned up, you know, the scraped knees. When I was growing up, they had something called Mercurochrome, which I don't think they have anymore, except if you go to Mexico. and it was this orange. It's not methylate, but it was Mercurochrome, and it didn't sting. And that's why, you know, a lot of the mothers used it on girls anyway, and us girls. And, you know, sometimes the mothers would draw a bunny face around, you know, over the cut and all that kind of stuff if it didn't need a bandage. And the Mercurochrome was fabulous because it sealed the scrape and it didn't sting. So, but the point being is that, you know, our parents would say, okay, that's all better now, right? And we would nod our heads and say, yeah, because they made us feel better. Right? Now, if you had your own kids, you're doing the same thing. Right? Your kids fall down. You say, oh, okay, let's get the Bactine spray or whatever, you know, and you hug them, you give them a kiss. Maybe you get them an ice cream cone. You know, you make them feel better. So for the most part, all of us have some history, some idea of how to heal. But we aren't necessarily taught how to heal ourselves, which I was talking about a few moments ago. So there's nothing wrong with healing yourself, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I'm not talking about necessarily physically per se, because yes, you know, Mark went to doctors as needed. You know, I go to doctors as needed. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor. Okay. What I'm talking about is at least thinking about what you would like to heal in terms of your trading. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit again to bring this into a little more clarity. When Mark and I lived in Arizona, we moved out there for a number of years. Actually, we were moved out there to work with Larry Pesavento. As you all know, hopefully, one of the greatest methodology teachers out there today. And, you know, Mark and he traded together. The three of us did workshops together for quite a while. When we were in Scottsdale, we had to adjust our thought processes because we had been high-rise livers, you know, living in high-rises, you know, for 25 years in downtown Chicago. So we didn't really run into a lot of nature, shall we say. I mean, we had our pets, but, you know, nothing outdoors. When we were in Scottsdale, there were many times that, you know, bunny rabbits or lizards, couple turtles and, you know, so forth, you know, the wildlife, you know, was injured, whether it was in our neighborhood or in our backyard or something due to whatever happens in nature. And so originally we would take them to our vet, who's a wonderful doctor, Dr. Perot at Casey Animal Hospital in Scottsdale. And he would, you know, determine if they were going to make it or not. And if they weren't, then he would, you know, very humanely help them to heaven. And he never asked for a fee. He never took a donation, nothing like that. It's just, that's just the kind of guy he was. And a lot of the other wildlife, he would refer us to a place called Liberty Wildlife, which is a rescue, rehabilitation, and relief center in Scottsdale. So we became very familiar with Liberty Wildlife. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is that the compassion that you have for an injured animal has to be the same compassion you have for yourself when you've injured yourself trading. And that's not something that Mark and I really shared maybe 15 years ago, because it is taking this to a very deep level. But this is where all traders need to be today, guys. This is the new age of trading. If you can feel compassion for an injured animal and do everything in your power to get it rescued and healed and maybe, you know, rehabilitated back out into the wild or find it a new home or whatever, you have to have that same compassion for yourself. This is what it's about, guys. There is that, I mean, for you to have any negative self-talk when you don't follow your rules or you're doing revenge trading would be like letting an injured animal die in front of you without trying to save it. Now, you may think I'm taking this too far, and I'll be honest with you. There have been people for decades that have told Mark and I just that. But let's put it this way. If our philosophy of healing yourself and equating that to your compassion for animals or young children or whatever, or the planet, being no different, then how is that too far out there? A lot of traders we work with are really passionate about, you know, keeping the planet healthy. Okay, well, what about keeping yourself healthy in terms of your mental attitude toward your trading? It's no different, guys. It's the same mental attitude. The same compassion you have for anything else in your life or anyone in your life has to be the same compassion you have toward yourself when you think you screw up at trading. Okay? So think about this, guys, and I'm making this deep here today because it needs to be said, and you need to understand this at a deeper level. Because these are the kind of questions that I'm getting from traders, like they are having difficulty healing themselves from past losses. And it's not just about, oh, well, you know, I'm afraid of losing. No, it goes far deeper than that. It always does. And here's how it goes deeper. Whatever we believe we were deprived of as children is going to leave its mark on our trading results. That's a fact. Okay? Well, what's important for traders to understand is that you may have unreconciled denied impulses and how that affects your ability to stay focused and see true market data. Because if we feel that we were denied something when we were younger, whether it's attention from our parents, or maybe we, you know, our parents weren't nice to us, maybe our parents, you know, disciplined us too roughly, maybe we didn't grow up in a nurturing environment, that's going to manifest itself in your approach to your trading, because trading is going to bring up every unrealized debt that you think you're owed. Because we all got into trading to make money. And people who have these unrecognized debts from past experiences, and we all have them, guys, so don't think I'm not talking about myself here either. When you have unrecognized debt, whether it's lack of love or abuse or whatever, you subconsciously try to make it up in the markets by making a boatload of money. I get it. Okay? I get it. Because money does solve a lot of emotional trauma. It does. I don't care what anybody says. When I have a lot of money, I'm happy. Okay? Nothing else really bothers me. So, but I don't have a conflict with that. So my point being is that every single trader has some degree of healing they need to do to create the type of results they want. And so you have to learn how to forgive yourself. We'll get into that in a moment, but you have to learn that it's okay to forgive yourself for not having the type of results you want right now. And when you learn how to forgive yourself for not being where you want financially right now as a trader, then you'll start to see true market data. And then you'll start to accumulate. It'll just happen naturally. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
So a few moments ago, I was talking about forgiving yourself. Forgiveness is probably one of the hardest things I think human beings have to realize and have to be able to do. Now, when I talk about forgiveness, I'm only speaking about forgiving yourself. I am not part of the school of thought that feels that you need to forgive anyone who has transgressed against you. That's up to God. But But what we do need to do is forgive ourselves for allowing anything that happened to us previously to affect us today and tomorrow. And that's where forgiving yourself comes into play. So many traders have not followed their rules, you know, fear of missing out, got in too early, got in too late, moved their stops and so forth. And then they start revenge trading. And all they're doing, guys, all this represents is you are just reacting to old experiences that were not positive, whether it's with your trading or anywhere else in your life. And when you find yourself revenge trading, all you're doing is perpetuating a belief in yourself that you're no good, that started somewhere else outside of you by other people to whatever degree. Now, I'm not saying all of you listening to this had negative experiences growing up or in your life, but a good portion of humanity has, okay? I mean, it's just life. And I'm not suggesting that anybody had a terrible childhood or terrible marriage or anything like that. All I'm saying is that we all have experiences in our life that have, that have defined us in ways that limit our ability to see market data and take a hold of it, take that profit and keep it. Okay? So no one listening to this is any different than any other trader. We're all in the same boat to start with. So we have to make a decision. Do I want to be like the 99% of traders who lose year in and year out? And again, when I say lose year in and year out, that doesn't mean they don't make money. It just means they don't make the kind of money they know they can and that they see they can take, they could take out of the market, but they don't for whatever reasons. Okay? So you have to make the decision. Do I want to be that 1%? Only you can make that decision. You got into trading. Your wife didn't get into it. Well, maybe she does. Maybe you're both traders, whatever. But generally, your family didn't get into it. You alone made the decision to get into trading and become a trader. And as such, you're the only one. You're the only one that can take profit and keep it. And so you have to figure out why you're not allowing yourself to do that. And you won't allow yourself to do that if you haven't healed yourself. Now, I know I've mentioned previously that I've had some crap happen in my life, and it was pretty extensive. And there are still moments every once in a while if a certain song comes on a radio, it'll snap me right back into some abuse, okay? But the difference is I recognize it. And it's like, okay, now I'll go home if I'm in the car, whatever, and I write down whatever I need to write down about what I'm feeling about that memory. Because memories have energy, as we all know, and as you guys have experienced with drawdowns and revenge trading. So how do we de-energize those memories? First of all, you have to want to. And you have to want to take a look at them, and even though they're not very pleasant, you have to do it. Okay? That doesn't mean you have to sit there and agonize over it or anything like that. You just have to say, okay, I moved my stops. I didn't follow my rules. You know, I got in too early. I got in too late. Whatever it is, just write it down, right? You just say, okay, I will do better tomorrow because that's who I was today or yesterday, but that's not who I'm going to be tomorrow. I will be a different person tomorrow. This is how the healing starts, guys. This is how it starts. Now, another way to start healing is, and getting back to helping rescue wildlife. I'm here in Southern California, and the Palm Springs Animal Shelter, which is a fabulous organization. I got my pets here, got my cats here. Well, they adopted me, and I've taken a number of lost cats and dogs over there and found them, you know, and it's a no-kill, no-cage shelter. It's just a wonderful organization, and they now are going to open a wildlife rehabilitation center. And today was their fundraising breakfast, which I was invited to go to. And so one of the ways to heal yourself, guys, is no matter where you're at financially, whatever your passion is, let's say you have a passion for, you know, dog rescues or cat rescues or bird rescues or, you know, whatever's passionate to you, or, you know, giving money to your church, whatever. One way to start the healing process is to go to whatever organization that is important to you and make a sizable donation. Okay. Now, I'm not saying, you know, do it where you don't have money to pay the rent or the mortgage, but when you, like today, I went over there, they had asked for founding members, and I went over and I made a sizable donation to become a founding member to this wonderful concept that's going to be opening in a couple months. And I also bought some equipment that was on their wish list. Okay. Did I have to spend the money? No. You know, should I have spent the money? Well, probably not according to my accountant, okay? But he was not there, all right? I went there on a mission. I knew darn well I was going to write a check for some amount of money. Okay, maybe it was a little more than I thought, but it doesn't matter, because when I got there and I saw what they were doing, and I know these people, I've worked with them at the animal shelter, and now we're going to have a wildlife rehabilitation center, not a shelter. They're not adopting them, but it gave me such joy to be able to write them a check, because what that reinforced in my mind and my heart and soul is that I am a success right now. Today. That's it. And what that reinforces is that I can spend this money, in essence, I'm spending it, donating it, whatever word you want to use. I'm doing that because I believe in myself to make more, to do more. Not only for myself, but now for this added organization on top of, you know, the other two charities or three charities that I support. So now I've got, you know, four charities that we're going to be supporting. But that's okay, because I have healed myself enough so far to believe that I will always take more and more out of the market. I know that. So this is how we heal ourselves, guys. Now, maybe it's a leap of faith to begin with, which I understand. But, you know, when as traders, that's what we're doing with every trade, aren't we? We're taking a leap of faith that each trade is going to bring us profit. I mean, the very process of trading starts with perceiving an opportunity. I'm quoting from our book, Trading in the Zone, right now. Because without the perception of that financial opportunity, we wouldn't have a reason to trade. Right? So here I went to this organization, became one of their founding members, because I have a perception that this is an opportunity. By donating, writing that check, this is an opportunity for me to see more and more opportunity to take profit as a trader. I hope you guys are following this, okay? If you're not, you know, give me a call, 760-636-4290. I'm in the office 7 days a week. And if I'm not, just leave me a message and I'll call you back. But this is the level, the mental, spiritual, and emotional level each winning trader has. This is their mindset. There's never any doubt in their mind that they are not going to see opportunity, take it, and keep it. And so they have no problem donating, spending, enjoying their lives. That's what it means to be successful. Again, success is liking yourself. Success is liking what you do. I love what I do. I don't know about you guys, but I love to trade. I'm sure you do too. So my, you know, continuing with this discussion, you just have to keep in mind that all of our thoughts generate information into our brain. And if we write down what we're thinking, then we're going to find out the nature of those thoughts, the existence of those thoughts. Meaning, when we write down any limiting thoughts, then we're going to be able to find out where they came from. And 9 times out of 10, guys, those thoughts came from someone else over the years. I mean, like I've said before, you know, yes, I mean, we grow up, we all have to get along, there's rules, there's laws, there's you know, you got to get good grades, you know, you got to do your work to get a paycheck and all that kind of stuff. And that's all finite thinking, which got us to where we are today. But to take us forward, we have to expand on that. And this is where healing yourself comes into play. Now, again, if you have some major emotional trauma, seek professional help. Okay. I'm not saying not to do that. I'm strictly talking about if you have normal trading challenges, then you can learn how to heal and move forward to have better results. And when you start healing yourself, whether it's through meditation, writing your list, and going through what's important to you to change it, then you will redefine your definition of success. And as you continue to refine that definition, your trading profits will grow exponentially. We'll be right back. Okay. So, you know, a lot of traders that I work with have been in therapy off and on over the years, and one of the things that has come up when we talk about, you know, old memories and that sort of thing, is that they find out that they are reacting to these old experiences. And when I say old, I mean it could be last week if they had a big drawdown, or it could be from their childhood or their 20s. It could be any time, any point in your life. Okay. And we can call them reactive memories because you are reacting to them in less than positive ways in the markets. And I think the official title is engrams. And everyone has reactive memories. I mean, as I mentioned frequently, I have reactive memories on occasion from, you know, things that happened to me when I was a teenager. So again, but the difference is that I have not allowed it to interfere with who I am today. I'm not saying it didn't interfere years ago. Absolutely. And I do have to credit Mark Douglas for helping me work through a lot of those engrams to become healed. And I have to be honest with you, Mark did a far better job than, you know, my spiritual advisor, who was supposed to be the best in his field in this area. So, because, you know, Mark really knew what he was talking about. You know, Mark had some abuse in his life earlier too. So the point is, every single trader has baggage, as they call it, luggage. You know, I now call any old memories that used to interfere with me, I call it my Louis Vuitton luggage. I happen to be I just love Louis Vuitton handbags. I have for decades, not all of them, but I like the classic brown colors. But and so when anybody says, well, you know, what's your baggage like? I said, well, my luggage is Louis Vuitton. And so I have upgraded all those all those reactive memories to something more positive. Now, again, this doesn't mean that I forgive the person that perpetrated this on me, because I'm leaving that up to God, again. But what I have done is turn around what happened to me and let go the negative energy surrounding that. And whether that was, you know, the abuse I suffered as a teenager, or, you know, as I've shared on a couple of my podcasts, that $10,000 hit I took a number of years ago when I was trading PetSmart. Okay, that's a reactive memory. Trust me, that was the biggest hit I've ever taken. And $10,000 may not seem like a lot to you, but it's a heck of a lot to me. So, but the point is, when I took that hit in PetSmart, I immediately sat down. I mean, because I was really, really ticked off. But I sat down, got my pad of paper, and wrote down how I screwed up. And I did. I did screw up. But, you know, Mark was laughing about it. So, you know, we had a good laugh about it at the time. But I learned from it. So the bottom line is, guys, as long as you learn from anything you feel you're not doing to the best of your ability, whatever your trading challenges are, you have to make the decision each and every day to do better. That's all. Okay? It doesn't have to disappear overnight, because it's not going to. I don't care what all these other goofballs on the internet are telling you. You cannot change your thinking overnight. Yes. Maybe if you were in heaven already, you would change your thinking overnight. But this is the real world. And right now, we've got a lot of crap going on around us and across the world. And there's just too much information for us to be able to change anything as easily or as quickly as we might have before 2020. Now, with that said, don't get alarmed. Don't be dismayed, because the process is the same and it works the same. That doesn't change. The mental mindset, the attitude, the approach, the perspective that every winning trader has to have today has not changed ever since the market started. And what that means is you cannot let any outside influences interrupt your trading goals. And those outside influences could be current events, or they could be a reactive memory. So you know what's going on inside your brain. You know this. So you have to make a decision. Who do I want to be when I get up in the morning and before I start trading, or in the evening, whatever market you're trading? You have to make that choice. And it is your choice to make. It's not mine. It's not your family's. It's not anybody else's but yours. It's not anybody who's telling you what to do on the internet. It's your choice to determine who you want to be. Do you want to be a success? Fine. Define what it means to be a success as a trader. Do you want your results to be better? Fine. Define how you're going to make them better. Do you want to heal your past losses and not feel the pain from them? Fine. Define how you're going to do that. How are you going to let go of the pain? By wanting to. Not saying you want to, but by wanting to. There comes a choice in everybody's life. We all have, you don't have one defining moment. And I've said this before, guys. You have a multitude of small defining moments, and they usually lead up to one point. It's like the old adage, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. That's exactly the way it is with trading. You're going to have all these teeny tiny little moments, and then one day you're going to wake up and say, I am so sick and tired of not having the best results or the kind of results that I want. And you're going to wake up, and that's when you're going to change. And that's when you're going to stop allowing those reactive memories to interfere with your path. That's when you're going to allow yourself to listen to your higher power, to our Heavenly Father, God, Buddha, Allah, whatever you subscribe to, because He's there waiting for you to listen to Him. You're going to allow yourself to have those quiet moments to get back on track and stay on track. And even if you don't believe in religion or faith or God or anything, it doesn't matter. You have to believe in yourself. That's where it starts, guys. You have to believe in yourself. And you can do it. I did it. I've done it a million times, over and over. You can start over every single day. As the Buddha said, what we think, we become. And every day is a new day to start anew. That's what I want for you. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm teaching you. So, you know where I'm at? PaulaTWeb.com, 760-636-4290. Take advantage of the free call, and I wish you a great trading week. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. Paula T. Webb, PhD, is author of the publication Success Without Fear, Independent Prosperity. You can reach the office of Paula T. Webb at 760-636-4290. Her website is paulatwebb.com. Also find Paula's publications at globalpublishinghouse.com.